So I'm here in the dressing room of the Neptune, now renamed the Aaron Epstein Theatre in Liverpool. We're a couple of hours off going on stage with At the End of the Day by James Quinn, and I have the James Quinn with me. So I just wanted you to just talk about why you're doing this, why you thought about it, and...
Well, basically, it's part of a family of plays in Manchester called JB Short, short plays done live on stage at Joshua Brooks. But this piece, this 15-minute piece, has been incubating in my head probably since I was about 10. Because I always found the way that interviewers talk, football commentators talk, footballers themselves talk, to be amusing, just the turns of phrase. So this gave me an opportunity just to write about that, really. And the cast we've got are so brilliant that they've just pinpointed the genre so well. And so I'm very pleased. And tonight I can just sit back and watch.
So what's funny about sports commentating?
The way that the turns of phrase, you know, the way they get excited 1 minute and then have to draw breath. I remember in the 1974 World Cup final, Hugh Johns was commentating on ITV, and Johan Neeskens was about to take a shot, and he went, "Neeskens!" But it was a foul anyway. and they're just thousands of, you know, there's just so many great. Look at Barry Davis's, look at his face, just look at his face. Just hysteria. Commentary. There's a good one of James Quinn actually commentating on FC United on the FCUM Vimeo website, getting hysterical.
Blog.
Buxton versus United, where I completely nearly lost it. What a magnificent goal! What a goal!
So you once told me that you've been taking the mick out of sports commentating for years and years and years, and now you've ended up doing some. How was that the first time you did it?
I immediately got a lot more respect for football commentators. Thought, how dare I take the mick? How on earth do you do this? I think it was probably a night match with badly floodlit games somewhere in Yorkshire where you're trying to identify, you can't actually see parts of the pitch in some grounds, and you're trying to identify these players who play for Ossett or something like that, and you don't know from Adam. I mean, the funny thing is, of course, the higher the commentators go, the more likely they are to know the names of the players. But at my level of commentary, then I know the FC United players now, but I have to learn them, the opposing players, each week, you know.
So a lot of people know you at Castrol, noisily coming in the background. A lot of people know you for a lot of your acting performances. Have you always been writing, or is this something recent? Or just tell us a bit about the writing.
Well, I always wrote. I wrote before I acted, because when I was a kid, I was too shy to be an actor. You know, couldn't have dreamt of it. So I was always writing stuff. And then I got into acting, and the writing's always been, it's come back from time to time, usually fun things, which are kind of attached to other things. But it was basically, it was about 2001 when I wrote Sir Ralph Stanza, which was a radio comedy about a very posh poet who was the poet in residence for Salford, and thought he was really down with the Salford audience, and the audience and the other people in it could sort of tell that he wasn't. And that was my first sort of thing that I kind of sold properly, and then just took it on from there, really. But recently, working with a company called Savvy Productions, I've found that things have really taken off for me.
And you're being interviewed by Savvy Productions now? So that plug was well-received.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I wasn't going to say that. I thought it would be clever not to mention that, but if you want to give the game away, that it, so it looks like a really poor, a real plug, then it's a shame. But at the end of the day, Savvy came in for me. They made me an offer. It's always flattered to be linked with a company like Savvy Productions, and I just hope I could do the business for them.
Thank you. And cast, they're all stuffing the face with sandwiches in the very glamorous dressing room we're all in. Sushi. Sorry, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Okay, so we'll have to judge that hello with the hello after they've done the performance, and we'll judge the mood in the dressing room later on. Goodbye.